Good morning. It's the 14th of December, 2018, and today we have the Seven of Clubs and the Five of Swords reversed. In my own defense, the previous card, number six of the Minor Arcana and of the Suit of Fire, Aries, Sagittarius, and Leo, is all about public success and achievements and accomplishments recognized by others. A human rides into town as if leading a parade, his laurels of victory held high on a pole for all to see, and draws an admiring crowd. On the seven, he is again above the crowd, this time not on a high horse, but on higher ground, holding a stout pole across his body in a position of self-defense against the once admiring crowd, now a restless-looking mob below. Maybe he shouldn't have had that parade. There's a Chinese saying about not traveling in a golden carriage if you don't want to attract robbers, but here they are. Not necessarily here for money, they just want to see him fail and fall, but he successfully defends himself. The seven gives him the strong faith in his own abilities and the talent it took to rise to this position in the first place, and now everybody and their mother wants a piece of him or her, and not in a good way. So far, he has managed to stay above it all. The nasty-ass Five of Swords, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, is never welcome in this house, that's for sure. Fights, gossip, bickering, power plays. Nobody really wins with the Five of Swords. A pair of defeated humans give up their swords to a shadowy hooded figure who already has swords of his own. So what's his problem? He's only got two hands, after all. If the number five was all about conflict and a shark-like drive to win, 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 and not care how, it isn't anymore. He may have stepped on more than a few toes along the way, consciously or not, and doesn't seem to have a friend in the world, having driven everyone away with his drive. They want what this human has got in terms of position, popularity, and power. And did I say charisma? Oh, humans, humans, humans. They can sharpen their tongues and make cutting remarks and throw chingazos all day, but he or she is staying well above and away from the infighting and conflict. It's getting crappy, as a friend of mine used to say. He or she has won a battle, but not necessarily the war, is what I think about this one. He or she has the position for some reason, and for some reason they don't. There are no coins here. We're not talking about money. Not about money. It's about jealousy, and it's personal. 'Tis a bitter, bitchy card, this five. He or she is upright and, for the moment, on top. Getting there wasn't as difficult as staying there is. This human is standing their ground and feels they owe no one an explanation and has no obligation to justify their actions or the way they live their life. This is someone very much on his own here. It's entirely possible that these armed and dangerous people on the five were there to protect him. And in reverse, they're not there anymore, leaving him to fend for himself. "We tried," they mutter under their breath. Beating back hostile takeover vibes. Perhaps it's as simple as the neighborhood getting too crowded. The following cards of these suits in the deck would be the Let's Go Right Now, Eight of Wands, and the equally Get Me Out of Here, Six of Swords. What is it they say about one who acts as his own lawyer having a fool for a client? In the tarot, the fool never looks down. That's his trick. Ponder. Bye.